The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 10. Calvary as the Supreme Display of Love and Grace. Nearly every believer agrees that the crucifixion was the greatest act in human history, but many still misunderstand why Christ's sacrifice holds such power. They may picture it as a legal transaction, a courtroom drama where the judge exacts punishment from the innocent instead of the guilty. Yet the true glory of the cross lies not in satisfying a wrathful demand. It is in revealing the immeasurable, unstoppable love and grace of a loving Creator and Father, displayed for all creation to see. From the first drops of sweat that became blood in Gethsemane to the final breath on Golgotha, Christ embodied the perfect union of faith, obedience, and self-giving love. His suffering was not the payment of a cosmic debt, but rather the unshakable demonstration that nothing, not sin, not death, not even the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:2, could break the bond between the Father and his creation. And in that moment, Calvary became more than an event in history. It became a cosmic declaration. Every celestial being, faithful and rebellious alike, witnessed the Most High granting his Son the right to rule, not by force, but by proven love. This was the Father's chosen way to glorify his Son, to make him the head over all, because he endured the worst that mortality and rebellion could muster, and emerged victorious without a single act of disobedience. The blood that spoke louder than words. The Levitical sacrifices had whispered this truth for centuries, though few recognized it. They foreshadowed the day when one perfect offering would break the power of sin and death entirely. The lambs, bulls, and goats of the Old Covenant could provide only a temporary protective covering, a shield until the true Savior came. When Christ's blood flowed, it was not to bribe his Father into forgiveness, but to apply the one antidote capable of destroying our greatest enemies. Every drop declared that the reign of sin and death was over. The blood did not change God's heart toward us, because his love had been set from before the disruption of the world. It changed our condition so that we could enter his presence entirely free and without fear. Love proved in suffering. If God had simply willed the removal of sin and death without the cross, his love would still be infinite, but it would remain unseen, unproven. The cross was where the unseen became visible. The pain, the public humiliation, the relentless cruelty. These were not mere accidents of history. They were the Father's chosen stage to display the depth of his grace to every eye throughout creation. When Christ bore the rejection of men and the agony of the cross, he was not taking punishment in our place. He was conquering every power that stood against us. His victory was not a legal technicality. It was a lived reality. The crown through the cross. Hebrews 2:9 tells us that Christ is wreathed with glory and honor because of the suffering of death. That is not the language of a substitute. It is the language of a conqueror. He did not merely fill a role in our stead. He won on our behalf. And because he is the head of the human race and of the new creation, his victory is our victory. Just as Adam's failure was inherited by all mankind apart from choice, the celestials now see in him the perfect ruler, not one who ascended by privilege or inherited power, but one who earned his crown through relentless obedience, costly love, and triumphant faith. Calvary, then, is not just the turning point of human history. It is the eternal monument to the truth that love, not fear, is the power that holds the universe together and was the actual coronation of Christ, at which point he was literally clothed like royalty, crowned, and publicly recognized with a posted sign declaring him King of the Jews, and the blood shed there is the seal of that truth, never to be erased. Chapter 10. Key Takeaways. The cross revealed the depth of the Father's love, not his anger. Christ's suffering crowned him as rightful ruler of all. Calvary proves that love, not fear, holds the universe together.